Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. In the book, The Five Love Languages of Children, Drs. Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell explain ways to express and receive love so children will understand and be reassured they are loved. The key is finding the best way each child expresses and understands love, and then communicating our love in that primary language often. We can express our love in many ways, but there is one primary language an individual understands best. The five love languages are affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Let's look at the acts of service. Some children know they are loved when they give and receive help. As they enter new stages, love is expressed, we think, by teaching them how to do things for themselves. For these children, though, helping them is a primary love language. They feel loved when parents help them with homework or stay close while they do activities. The undivided personal quality time child is so difficult when there is more than one child. This can cause major sibling rivalry. Parents can schedule one parent, one child activities, conversations, or errands, though. The activity is not important. The child needs to know that he is worthy of a parent's undivided attention. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.